The male apprentice joined in a second later, and Nos Dural switched to the defensive Sarisu form. He could sense fatigue seeping into his muscles. The toll of the battle was wearing him down, fractionally slowing his blade and leaving him more vulnerable to the force attacks of his enemies. An instant later, the door whooshed open, and a dozen Imperial guards spilled into the room. Carrad held up a hand to indicate they should hold their fire.
"The outcome is inevitable,"
Carrad called out to him as he fought off the twin attacks of her apprentices.
"I sense your exhaustion. Throw down your weapon, and I will let you beg for mercy."
Nos Dural hadn't expected to win the battle. From the moment he decided to board the Ascendant Spear, he'd known defeating Carrad was a near impossibility. But he wasn't about to surrender and grovel at her feet, if for no other reason than that if he did, she would be suspicious, and his true plan would never work.
"I didn't come here seeking victory."
Carrad's head tilted to the side as she searched for the meaning behind his words. Failing to grasp it, she turned to the soldiers arrayed just inside the door.
"I want him alive,"
she told the captain. Nos Dural used the last of his dwindling strength to call on the Force for a final desperate leap that sent him hurtling over the apprentices' heads toward his former Padawan. The attack was doomed to failure. There were a dozen ways Carrad could have avoided or repelled the attack, but she didn't even have to react, as the soldiers opened fire with a dozen blasters all set to stun. The bolts knocked the Jedi from the air and sent him slamming hard to the ground. His lightsaber fell from his paralyzed fingers, the blade extinguished as the hilt clattered to the floor. As he lay there face down, struggling to cling to consciousness, Carrad strode over and picked up his lightsaber, tucking it into her belt like a hunter claiming a trophy from a prized kill. She rolled him over onto his back with her boot, then crouched down to peer into his masked face.
"You know you couldn't win this battle, so why did you really come here?"
Nos Dural had no intention of answering her question, but even if he had, his voice would have been drowned out by the sounds of an alarm ringing through the ship. Carrad snapped her head in the direction of the guard captain, who was listening intently to a message coming over the receiver in his ear.
"Reva Station is under attack," he blurted out. "A Republic fleet has been detected in the sector. ETA, 16 minutes.
"Activate our shields,"
Carrad answered, concerned but not panicked.
"Recall all crew to their posts. We leave dock in 12 minutes. Anyone not on board will be left behind and face a full court-martial."
As the captain relayed her commands to the person on the other end of the transmission, Carrad turned back to look down at Nos Dural.
"Was this your plan? Sacrifice yourself so the Republic could catch us in port and unprepared? Or is there more to your scheme?"
Nos Dural stayed silent, the edges of his vision growing dim as the blackness closed in, the blaring alarms growing fainter and more distant. Just before he finally lost consciousness, he heard Carrad say,
"This is another battle you cannot win. The Imperial interrogators will make you tell me everything."